Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. The Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
What is happening? Corey, are you there?
Yeah, you sound like a transformer.
I am here. Take me to your Corey.
Whoa! I don't know if you guys can hear that or not.
It's so hot here. My laptop is just not working. It's so slow. Oh, there you are. Like, did you see here any of the theme? Like,
Three times I did.
It wouldn't load on my screen, so I just thought it wasn't showing.
Dude, but you sound like you're cursed.
Now I still do?
Oh yeah, I mean, total transformer.
Really? Starscream!
You should just go with this the whole time.
Well, I can't do anything else.
There we go. Everyone's gonna have to deal with it. It's quite funny, just let it happen.
Oh man. It is it's a shame that we've got these. It is so hot in LA. My laptop is just not having a good time at all. But speaking of not having a good time, happy Disney Plus Day to everyone.
Yes.
However, to all that observe and celebrate with your families. Now, Corey, I told you not to talk to me about Disney Plus Day at all before the show. I didn't want, I wanted to keep, you know, our reactions pure to the show. And maybe I'm letting you off the hook because I told you that, but you didn't mention my thumbnail for today's show, which I was very, very proud of.
I'm very proud of
it.
It's perfect.
With the old sad Affleck. But so Disney Plus Day, I actually have not much idea of what came out, but I've already judged Disney Plus Day. But I want your vibe check first. Is your vibe checked or is your vibe high?
So it's not even checked because I just knew that. I just knew this was going to happen. Like, the minute that they promoted it, I think it was like 2 months ago, there were like big reveals, premieres, and all this stuff. The minute they announced the Obi-Wan documentary, I was like, okay, that's what we're getting for Disney Plus Day. And that was it. I didn't think we would. It's also strange that Disney Plus Day is a day before D23, because like clearly we'll get, you know, one bit of announcement at D23 for a project that will never come out. But like, at least we can expect that, hopefully. But
all right, so I've been a bit out of the loop because I've been very busy, but I have checked Twitter feeds, like Star Wars Twitter feed and all that. What changed in Star Wars? So you obviously got a vibe. So you would say maybe you didn't even have a vibe to check.
Okay, now you're breaking up, buddy.
Okay, how about now? Testing.
Maybe try using your laptop microphone. Maybe that'll
really?
Yeah, that might be the better option. But in the meantime, we'll steal. I think I gathered Steele's question about Star Wars news today. To my knowledge, there was nothing. Nothing came out. There's only been one thing that happened And so from what I can understand, I saw this on Star Wars Leaks on Reddit. There was a Disney Plus fan site that updates. Okay, and I don't really understand this. They have a code or something for when Disney Plus, the official site, changes things on their site. So I guess Bad Batch Season 2 updated very briefly at some point today to have a release date of January 4th, 2023. So that seems to be the only thing that potentially has come out today, which is not even official because they didn't officially drop it. And then that could just be wrong because it's a very strange date considering Bad Batch was supposed to come out the 28th of this month.
No, but what else was there? There was like an Obi-Wan documentary.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Andor sneak peek?
There was an Andor sneak peek that was a part of the IMAX Rogue One release.
Okay, I just have to jump in to add my vibe. Okay. So I'd like pretty much forgotten that it was Disney Plus Day. And I checked the Twitter feed, I'm like, there's nothing, there's no little clips, there's nothing. And I was like, oh, I'll go watch the Obi-Wan documentary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then we'll have that to talk about. And then I saw there was that Andor sneak peek. And I watched that, and I was blown away. Then watched the Obi-Wan doc. Best Disney Plus day ever. Loved it.
There you go.
Because I went in just not even remembering it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing, is like, the minute they announced the Obi-Wan documentary...
Oh, wait. Do I sound any better, or is it still broken up?
Oh, no, you still sound like Starscream, but...
Okay, well... It's better for me to sound like Starscream through the actual mic than the bad mic.
Yeah, probably.
See,
so for anyone who's not currently in California, there's a huge heat wave going on. I actually lost cell service for 2 days straight because the heat fried the local tower here. I have Verizon and a fried tower, so. All this stuff that's currently happening with electronics, like Steele's laptop, is an effect from the heat. So, nothing much we can do about that, though.
No really bad Steele, is what perfect. I've been told.
You sound perfect.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
Oh, Brent. So, Brent's wrong. Another person wrong on YouTube.
Perfect.
Who would have thunk it?
The Obi-Wan documentary was amazing. The minute I saw... that quarry. Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. To have that overview, I posted it up on Twitter today, just with the caption of heaven, that overview of... I'd get it up on screen, but I'm just terrified. Maybe I can get it up on my phone.
The minute that you accused Brent of that, 10 seconds later, you reverted back.
Another wrong person on the internet. I'm now just in the line.
That's right.
That.
There we go, yep. That was our Tatooine set right there.
Tatooine set. And you have to zoom in on it just to see the cars are tiny. The set is massive. And I've talked about it on a few podcasts, the when I first saw the Lars homestead and how I went past all these containers. So... you can see it up there on the screen. Down the bottom, there's that big two pile of shipping containers, and we're walking that way to the left of screen, and then revealed the Lars homestead. And
yeah,
what a morning! But it was really cool. I think the only time I ever saw me was actually it was a shot from the actual show in the documentary, but. I loved, one thing was when Deborah Chow was showing Ewan and all wear the stare when the ship took off.
Yeah.
Because I was there fake, remember, like fake looking at the ship
right.
taking off with them. And just hearing the first assistant director's voice again over the loudspeaker. Like, I wasn't there that day, but there's the shot of her scene, and she's like, you've got to be scared, like, they could rip your head off at any time. Okay, great. Like, just hearing her voice again, I was like, ah, the megaphone.
Yep. I hope, so the lady who is at Tatooine, and I'm talking to everyone, was the person who was always... even when we were doing Jabim, she was the one who would always, yell action and just be on top of it and tell us what to do, which was pretty cool. And then I don't know if I've said this before, 1,000% is what, I really am.
Well, Emily in the chat says Corey is concentrating so hard to be able to understand Steel. I feel like he should be doing that at all times. I feel like our podcast would be far shorter though if he did that.
It would be, yeah. I had shot something or some behind the scenes thing that I guess never made the light of day, but it was just me walking to set talking about like my experience on set. It was
really,
yeah, that never made it in, but. Yeah.
I need the Corey cut. Release the Corey.
That's what I'm saying. So I've been like eagerly watching these. I'm like, and it was fun because I got to, they asked me about like the YouTube channel and like all this kind of stuff. So it was funny kind of just walking onto set. And I had like the black robes on, so I had to hide my costume as we're walking. But yeah, that didn't make it in, which is all right. That was just fun to do. And of course, I had other people around me when that was shot as well. So, here we go. That might actually be better.
Wait there. This is very.
There we go. Sounds way better though.
Does it?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Oh wait, I can hear me now. How do I get rid of that?
Take off your headphones. Yeah.
Oh yeah, then I can still hear you. Is that working? Oh.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
I don't like you on that side. There's nothing about this I like.
Yeah, Brent, I agree. The Steel version stuff was cool.
Can I drag that the other way?
Yeah.
Get back over there, Corey. All right. This is hard for people just listening to the podcast, but they've probably stopped listening anyway. No, I want to go over there. All right.
All right.
Okay, great. Perfect. All right, sweet. Oh, this is so weird. Now I'm just in my room like this.
You're like a true YouTuber vlogging. I got to tell you, I'm preparing to leave in about 2 hours to go to D23. And... like I can't imagine. It's interesting because like a lot of people have been speculating about the Bad Batch and what's going on with that and Tales of the Jedi and all of that, and I have this feeling that D23 isn't going to be very Star Wars heavy. I don't know, I just don't think it will be that Star Wars heavy, but I think the Kenobi documentary did it for me.
Yeah, like I'm sort of going very easy on Disney Plus Day because I forgot about it, so it was really good. But you know when you're just like, yeah, well, let's just see what happens by the end of D23.
Yeah.
But I'm very I feel like maybe we'll get actor announcements for The Acolyte now that they're all out.
They've all leaked. Yeah. Oh gosh.
But yeah, I feel like it's gonna be pretty low. But that Andor trailer sneak peek thing, like that, how they had like that trailer at the end. Damn, that was
really good.
That looks very, very good.
I like the parallels that they used between Rogue One and showing where they're at now. and like the music they used was, I swear, I felt like I was watching a Rogue One TV spot because they used the, like the same music they used during Rogue One promotion. And
you know, when we first heard from Henry Gilroy, remember he did that podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was very cold to Star Wars and just like matter of fact.
He was.
And I've come to terms with that emotionally because he does a great job and it looks good. My one gripe with him though, I wish he'd stop calling Rogue One Rogue. Just chuck in the one. It's just odd. It's just mushy on Rogue. Say Rogue One. Come on. That's my one thing. Say again.
Especially when it's such a short title.
One. One. Yeah,
you guys call it one.
On Rogue. It leads up to Rogue.
There was, I forget who this was, but recently somebody would only call Bad Batch Batch. And it just, it bothered me. It just bothered me a lot. Batch.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if somebody's called a bad?
Come on, Disney, batch me. Come on.
Yeah, wow. I think... I don't know. I feel like last Disney Plus day prepared me too for like
nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Like the fact that we even got that Kenobi documentary is like, it's a miracle, to be honest with you.
Well, this is the thing about the journey of a Star Wars fan, hopefully, that you learn, that you grow as a person. And look at you this year. Contently disappointed.
Exactly. And you know what? I'll go on record and say, I'm going to D23. I'll be at the Lucasfilm panel. Got the reservation for it. I'm fully expecting to see nothing. And you know what? I'll come out of that and I'll tweet and I'll say, you know, there was nothing. But that's okay. I knew there was going to be nothing.
Hey, what time's that presentation at?
It'll be 10 a.m. on Saturday.
All right. Well, tomorrow, I can't go because I think I've mentioned it a few times on the show. I'm working on this giant project. And I'm adding D23 to my Comic-Con pile of things I've had to sacrifice to finish this project months early.
We're saddened by this.
Ah, the Comic-Con one killed me because I had a free hotel across the street at the Hard Rock. I think it's the Hard Rock. No, Planet Hollywood. One of them. The one just across the street.
Yeah, that's rough.
The burgers at 7-Eleven were further away from Comic-Con than me.
Yeah. What if, you know what we should do?
But anyway, this is what I'm going to say. So yeah. I can't go to D23 either, but I can spare a little bit on Saturday for a live stream on the scene, Corey Vibe Report.
Let's do it.
Hopefully it's cool. It's going to be cooler then, so my computer will work.
We'll start the show right during the panel before they tell me to put the phone away, but I'll be on there. Yeah, we'll be on there until they take it away from me and we'll be the correspondents. Yeah.
No, you do it after the show.
All right.
Why would I want to do the show before you found out any of the news?
What if they don't tell me to put the phone away and I have the phone and they're revealing actors and all these people, and I'm right there.
No, I don't want to sit through the whatever the Mary Poppins table is.
Yeah.
Like if you're there, and you can sort of put up with it, but nah. And they have like a musical number or something. Like,
Oh yeah. It's Disney magic steel. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, nah. We'll work out what time this thing is at and when it comes out. And we'll go straight into it. Saturday, live report. Corey.
It'll be Aubrey Domandi. So
Dominic, really?
Dominic Jones. As a matter of fact, Dominic Jones has already checked into our hotel. And he's there right now.
Really? So
waiting, yeah.
Oh, you're killing me with this. You're killing me.
Come for a few hours or something.
No, I can't because it adds up. It's like if I shave off every bit of fun in my life for 4 months, I finish this thing like 2 months early at my calculation. So this is my big thrill for the week. Woo!
All right, well, I'm glad to bring it to you.
Talking to you and your hat collection.
That's right. You like it? It's my new background. It's better than my old one, right?
No, the old one was way better with the toys.
I was too lazy to put it all together, so I did it this way today.
What, did you move?
No, I could have put it on top of my desk, but I decided not to.
Oh, so all that stuff's still there?
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
Wow. We need like a Corey House tour one episode, like Cribs.
I'll do it. Let's do it next time. We'll do it. It'll be our pre-Andor show.
I think it's Star Trek Day as well today.
It is Star Trek Day, and I think a bunch of news came out of that. So
yeah, I saw people like, oh, I'm so happy. And it's like... What else has been happening, Corey? You been doing any other Star Warsy things?
We got a cat. Got a little kitty. Named her Ahsoka.
Really? We got a kitten as well.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think we're gonna keep it.
Oh no, why?
Because him and Jerry, our existing cat, are just not getting along.
Oh,
no. And Jerry's like kinda old, and
I
just don't want to stress him out. Like, yeah. And he's sort of like he's had a life free of hissing, and this is the most I've ever heard him hiss ever this week. And we did all the things in the book about how to make him meet, but they're just not clicking. But we had the kitten on a trial, and the trial has not worked out. So, and we had a sick name. You mightn't even get the reference, but our original cat, our longtime cat that we brought over from Australia, is named Jerry. And this kitten we named Newman.
Oh.
Do you get that reference, Corey? No,
not at all.
Emily Lynn does. We've got a... oh, God, I'm looking... That's no good. That's a bad angle. Now I'm looking at my laptop screen. David Sinclair... chucked in $3 to Corey's hat fund. Hats off to Corey's hats. It is very odd how you've got this hat rack for everyone just listening to the podcast. And there's four hats on the hat rack, and one hat isn't there, but in the like where that hat would be is Corey's head wearing the hat. It's very aligned.
It's my artistic vision. This is, yeah. Love it.
Do you want to read the...
Emily says, Corey not getting Seinfeld references makes me feel so old. I've never seen Seinfeld, so that's like the one show. It's Seinfeld and Friends are the two shows I know people talk about all the time that I've not seen.
Oh, I saw the Friends fountain the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from the opening credits.
Oh, cool. I saw your WB posts.
Hey, so how's this, right? This is exciting. I'll break some news here. Are you ready, Corey?
Ready.
So, I kept it secret, obviously, that I was starring in this, that I was in this show about, a prequel story about a legendary character. And I can reveal, once again, I am filling that role on Young Sheldon, Corey.
Oh. So are you the same? Are you
the Obi-Wan Kenobi of our time?
Are you the Ajax citizen on every project, just like rebranded a bit, but you're still you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've been pedestrian with car. He's a good character.
Great character.
Orderly. Nailed it. Because you get to, you know, all that downtime that we that you have on the set.
Yeah.
You can just work on whatever you want.
That's right. Yeah. It's extra work is the funnest thing to do. You can just like, I remember when I was on the set, when we were doing Kenobi, we would have those breaks. Like I saw people working there, you know, just on their laptops doing their thing. And then they'd be like, all right, come back to set. And they would stop and do with Star Wars and then come back and they're back to working. And
I did one show where we were pretending we were a studio audience on a talk show.
Yeah.
And as soon as they call cut, out from under the seat, get my laptop back out, back onto my project. It's the best. Yeah. But the funny thing is, like, I'm the one that's like, yeah, as soon as I can put my head down and back into my stuff, like, I will do it, like, within a second. On Kenobi, I would not sit on those backstage seats for more than 4 minutes. I'd just sit and I'd be like, anyone want to go to craft services? When he went, I just wanted to walk around and yep. I was like the complete opposite, just like burning as much time on the set as possible. So it's crazy now how I'm just distant from it. And then I'm like, all of a sudden I'm brought into this bar and I'm like, ah, Bryan Cranston. Excellent. What's up? This beer isn't real. I've been sold a lie in Hollywood.
I had something booked. I can't even talk about what it was. I couldn't go to it, but I had something booked, and then I told you this off air. But then I got a tooth infection, so I couldn't go to it. But it was definitely Star Wars related. So that kind of sucked. But
it's clicking now. God, this holding the camera thing is brutal. I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
Fogging up. I don't know, Corey. I reckon that's about it for today because we're going to hold out for the giant news drop.
Yep.
All right. Let's do some predictions. Do you think you will see Rosario Dawson on stage?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think you will see Hayden Christensen on stage?
Yes.
The tone in your voice, the treble.
I think so. Or maybe not. Because here's the thing. I take it back. He might be more of a celebration thing, you know? But also, no, let me revise that. Yes, I think Hayden will be there. I don't see why not. He's been rumored in the trades. It's out there. Why not? Show a picture of them. He's in the show. Just show a picture of the two of them. I think we'll be seeing more than those two, though, revealed this weekend. Or maybe not. I don't care.
Do you think we'll get much news on Batch?
No.
So no Batch Dispatch?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's a bummer.
No, all right, I don't think any animation.
Let's adjourn. So when's this thing at? It's 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. Saturday ends at 12 p.m. So soon as the curtains go down. Yeah.
12 p.m.
But tomorrow is, I think it's from 12 to 1 is the video game panel. There should be some Star Wars stuff there as well.
All right. How about this, right? I'll start the show at 12.
Okay.
You get on as soon as you can.
Okay.
But during the panel, you text me updates.
Okay.
So then I've got something to talk about till you get on.
Well, and then you should start at 10, though. and then just read my
I'm not just sitting there for 2 hours waiting for text messages about Mary Poppins and Sideshow returning.
When the minute I text you, Star Wars is up, we get your live reactions to my texts. Live. Content.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Just be ready.
And then we'll come back afterwards, or no?
Yeah. Then you can stop, and then we'll start when it's over. Just call it D23 Star Wars text reactions or something stupid.
Yes!
Like that. There you go. That's what we're doing.
All right. Maybe I'll ask Emily's... in the chat, so maybe I'll just
write to him about it.
I might need Emily to talk to me. Emily, what are you doing at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or daylight time, whatever it is? Because it's got to be in the second half, you got to think. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. They do Disney, and then because there's 20th Century Fox, Marvel, and Star Wars. Apparently, Disney's going to be tomorrow, and then Saturday is just 20th Century. Marvel and Star Wars. So I say 20th Century, Star Wars, Marvel. It's probably how it's going
to
go.
Yeah. At the one I went to, Marvel went on last.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. After Star Wars. All right. Text reaction show. Wow. Emily Lind is down. So it's there's content on the way, everyone. Very exciting. Another break. And Aubrey's offering to break copyright law in the chat, which I approve of. Definitely, Aubrey. It's a public forum, I believe. All right, very exciting. Again, we're back to pushing the barriers of content. I hold my phone. Sweaty duplex. Excellent. Corey, would you like to plug anything, being the best pluggers in the game?
Follow me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter. I'm sure I'll update it throughout the weekend. And make sure to watch this YouTube channel this weekend so you can get some exciting D23 information. And you can only get this kind of content here. Where else can you get it? Who's going to do a live reaction tech show? No one. Only here.
Exactly. But until then, even though it's been short, it's been very rough. So I feel like this episode's gone on
long enough.
Oh, come on, Toro. Where you at, buddy?
He came up.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It didn't work on my thing. I don't know what's going on. All right. This is absolutely brutal. Oh, there he just came up on my screen just then. That's how good my computer's going. All right, Corey. Until Saturday, buddy. Like and maybe unlike, just thumbs down or something. Unsubscribe. Show your displeasure with the quality of this episode.
No. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
I'm Affleck now. That's me, Affleck, after this. Sweating, this room, computer working on delay, holding a phone. Best Disney Plus day ever. It won't even let me stop the thing. This is beyond a bit. Stop!